Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and I have Shonda Snyder here. Shonda Snyder Garrison.
Yeah.
Yep, officially now.
Yes.
Has been for a while.
Yep.
I'm still not used to that, but anyway, okay. with me here, and it is August the 28th, and it is, okay, August the 28th, and almost the end of the month now. Okay.
Yes.
Almost. It seems like August has lasted a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's still gone by kind of fast.
It has. And we're coming closer. Okay. So now we're about 2 weeks. Yeah. To our classes in Eureka Springs. We have a couple of levels. Well, we have three, but the level two and the level one class is coming up. And we still have some spaces in there. So if you're looking for those, that's great. And if you'd like to be in those, it's fantastic. And we're still taking people. They're filling up pretty quick. So, So come on. And anyway, we have another practitioner on tonight who I know you'll be excited to hear from. And I'll introduce her in a minute. But that has to do also with the trip coming up in October. I don't even know where I am anymore. So anyway, let me give the call in. Well, I'll go ahead and talk about the trip a little bit and then we'll give the call in or vice versa. I don't know what we're doing here, but, in October we got a lot of classes going on. Mm-hmm. We have level two in Barcelona. I won't give the dates because you can look at the DoloresCannon.com site and it will give you the dates because they're just all going right in order. But it's the beginning of October for that one. And then we'll talk more about this on the show tonight because that's what our special guest is all about, is the Barcelona trip. Because we have a couple of things going on there. And then after Barcelona, I'll be in Beijing, China, doing a level two class and a practitioner reunion of the practitioners from Asia.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go to Melbourne, Australia, and do a level two and a level three class there. And then from there, I will go to Hawaii. It seems like I'm doing, like there should be another class in there, but I guess that's enough, right?
Yeah,
that's enough. Okay. Then I'm going to Hawaii and doing a level two class in Hawaii. And, I guess it's kind of a drudgery place to do it, isn't it? I'll do it on watching
the tide.
Watching the sun go down over the ocean.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, so if you want to come and do a class, in the beautiful beach, come to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be at the very end of October over into the beginning of November. So, like I said, you can see the entire schedule at DoloresCannon.com and check it out. If you have any questions regarding QHHT or of our guest tonight, then call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008. And our special guest tonight is Maria Eugenia, and she is practitioner in Spain. I say Spain, but my gosh, where do you actually call home, Maria? You're everywhere.
Well, thank you, Julia. Good night for everyone.
Well, welcome to the show, first of all.
I would say home is the planet Earth. And since I speak Spanish and a little English, I'm sorry for my English. For too long, I don't practice so much. I usually travel to Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. It's like when we finish to do the class in Barcelona, the 11th, I will go back to America, first Florida, and then I have like 10, about 10 countries, all pretty much all South America. I will go back to Spain in May, okay?
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Well, I know we're talking about doing a class in Peru in February.
Yes.
So we'll give everybody a heads up about that now. It's not official on the, it's not on the website yet, but we are, that's what we're planning, is to do a class in Lima in Peru, like the end of February. So, yeah. So if yes, you like something like that, hey.
Yes, Lima is a beautiful city, very big city. In fact, they say Peru is Lima and Lima is Peru.
What is that? Because
half of the population almost live in the big city, in the main city of mm-hmm. Lima.
Oh, okay.
Has a beautiful beach and is very impressive city. Yes. Yes.
Oh, I can't wait. That's been one of my bucket list places to go. I just can't wait to go there. Yes. So.
And you know, in Peru, you know the Machu Picchu. They have various. In all Peru, have too much. Energy too much. Not because the city, but also the country. You know the forest, the big forest, Amazonas.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the lot of natives, tribals, very old Asian natives, used to live there and share the culture. They have so much things going on, and they also do have. A painting. They don't know how they do it. You only can see from the airplane.
Right. Yeah. So it's a lot of some of those ancient mystery things again.
Exactly.
We love to go to things like that, places like that. So.
Yeah, and pretty much Peru is the center. Let's go say between. Peru and Brazil is the center of South America, Latin America. So, yeah. And they say, I don't know, but they say one of the chakras of the earth, it changed from Asia to that part of the world, to Peru, between Peru and Argentina, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that'll be great. So, hey, if anybody's out there been wanting to go, that's a great time and a place to go to do this. So, you know, so anyway, let's get to you for a little bit, Maria, and then we'll talk more about kind of the plans and what we're working on. I always like to find out more about our guest and kind of where you came from and how you got started, you know, a little bit about your journey and what brought you to where you are. So have you always been in metaphysics and things or kind of what brought you to here, you know, to all of this?
Okay. I never been in metaphysics. I never do another therapy before. This is my mm-hmm. first therapy I practice and the only one I think I'm going to do it.
So what were you before all of this? What were you before?
Okay, I married like 24 years ago with American men because in Spain, in Madrid, they have a Air Force base. And I just have a happy life with my husband and my children. And I never think about nothing else, just to run my family and that's it. But things happened before that. I can say how the points get connected. When I was 10 years old, one day I just play with a friend. And like a couple of days before, it was a hypnotist in the TV for show, okay? I was 10 years old, and that afternoon I told to my friend, hey, Today we're going to play I Hypnotize You, okay? And this is funny because I just let her close the eyes. We both are stand up. And I don't remember what I told to her because it's like 30 years ago, more than 30 years ago. And when I finish my little speech, let's go say that way, as a girl, 10 years old, that man in the TV always finished with an order. And my order was make a step in front of me. When she tried to make that step, she almost fell because the balance, when she up one leg, the balance, she lost the balance. Mm-hmm. And for real, she was hypnotized. And I feel very scared because I don't know that can be real.
Mm-hmm.
And this I understand this sounds or could sound really a little weird, but that is what happened to me. And I at that moment I understand my friend was hypnotized, and I was very afraid because I don't know that it can be real and how to take it back. I was, you know, very, very afraid because I don't know how to take it back. I don't know how to take her in. So I just give it a little step, you know, slaps in the face, Pili Pili, the name of the girl, my friend. And she came out awake. And at that moment, I was very, very impressed with what happened. Mm-hmm. And for my, after that scene, I always hear about hypnosis with a frightened, let's go say it that way, and with interest, but with fright, fear.
Right,
because
right.
Because I was so little and I don't understand what happened that day. I mm-hmm. just feel that I think I do something wrong with my friend because I don't know better, right? Mm-hmm. And this is I consider that my first hypnosis.
Mm-hmm. Well, an early introduction to it for sure.
Yes. My first regression, it was I had two children. I had a daughter and a boy. And every night I read them a book. When my son was like just 2 or 8 years old, I found a Bible for children and I decided to read the Bible as a book, as a book every night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the first chapter of the Bible is the Genesis, the creation of the world. When I was like 28 years old when this thing happened. Now I'm 47. It takes me too long, one step to the next one. That night when I read to my son the first chapter, the Genesis, the creation of the world, the stars, you know, we all read the Bible, the first chapter, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That night, my son, as soon as I start to read, my son start to tell me, "Mommy, I remember the day I born." And I was so shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I was so shocked. It's like, really? And he said, yes, it was daddy and another woman and you. And I was very cold. He start to, you know, explain to me with a little details what happened the day he born. And I was really, you know, impressed because how a boy 8 years old could remind the day he's born. I thought that it was impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And not only he told me the facts, he also told me the feelings. He said he feels so warm and happy inside my belly. And because he feels so hot, you know, warm and happy in my belly, and he don't want to get out, and you know, all the feelings for because outside it was cold, right? I was so, you know, I don't know how to handle it, all this information my son was giving to me in that moment. He just keeping talking and talking and talking about the day he born, give me details, very, very specifics. And he don't have any way to know all these details. I know that. And for my point of view, that is a regression.
Okay.
And when the only thing I asked him, because I was so shocked and I cannot even talk, I just say, really? 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 Everything he told me, I was asking, really? Like, surprised, right? Mm-hmm. And after, like, maybe 20 minutes, he talked about his birthday, the day he born.
Right.
And it came to my mind a question. And the question was, where are you? I asked him, where was you before you was in my belly? Mm-hmm. And he answered me back, it's like, I was a light, mommy. At that moment, I had the goosebumps, like you always say. The
Right, the goosebumps,
I get the goosebumps, and I was so soaking. It's like, I understand at that moment, the information, it was not for him, it was for me. Because at that age, in my point of view, he cannot be conscious of the importance of that information.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was the message was for me, not for him. For me, when he told me he was a light, that was very impressed for me because I wasn't religious. I don't believe in nothing. I don't even care about past life. I don't even care about what is before the life. I don't. It was not my subject, my necessity. I have a 3D life, like you know,
mm-hmm.
shopping and take care of my family. I never thought about metaphysics. I don't even have interest in metaphysics. Nothing, right? But I guess for my point of view, my son helped me out to open one door I never think it was there.
Right.
And I connect that thing happened with my son with what happened with my friend when I was 10 years old. And the next third thing take me to here is I have a family member who has a lot of problems, too many problems, and I want to help that person so much, so hard. I tried for so many years. And somebody tell me about one person who can see the future. And I decide to go there and ask about this family member to try to help him. When I go to that person who see the future, in one point of the conversation, that person tell me right away, he told me, you know you're going to help a lot of people. And I was so impressed because I never asked nothing about me. I only want to know about that family member.
Mm-hmm.
And that surprised me because since I don't ask why he tell me I'm going to help people because it wasn't the subject over there either.
Mm-hmm.
And that person say, I'm going to help a lot of people. And that faculty, let's go say it that way, it comes from a grandmother. And he asked me, do you have a grandmother named Dolores? Right, straight away.
I love this story.
It's fantastic because this is from 17 years, I could say between 15 or 17 years ago. Okay?
Oh my God.
Yes. That man told me if I have a grandmother named Dolores, because from that grandmother, I'm going to help people. Well, I found grandmother Dolores 15 or 17 years later when I searching in the internet about, you know, metaphysics, I would say. I start to listen to Deepa Chopra and a lot of, you know, more scientific people. And one day I was in Germany because I live in Germany for 9 years. I was in Germany visiting my children. And I was searching in the internet and Dolores come in YouTube.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but so now you are looking at metaphysics. So something has shifted you and you are into metaphysics, or what's got you on a search now?
Yes, Julia, thank you. Well, when I was 33, I had a cancer, thyroid cancer.
Okay.
And for that reason, I moved to Germany. And when I have my treatment, I have an experience. Let's go say, I don't know the name. When you, this kind of experience is, I was in one scanner. I born with a double scoliosis, which is very painful. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I do have in that scanner to check it out my cancer. I have to be very, very, very no moving.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that is very painful for me. It was take like 3 hours in that scanner. So the machine searched my body for the cells of the cancer cells. And I was so concentrated in don't have the pain.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I went out of my body, let's go say it that way, and I was understand the macro and the micro. It's like in that moment, I don't know how long it takes. I can understand all the world or how the universe works.
Mm-hmm.
In that moment, if you made me a question, I could answer everything.
Okay.
For me, that it was the change. It was the switch.
Yeah, that would do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And after that, after my cancer, just because that experience, and also because when I moved to Germany, Germany is a beautiful country, mm-hmm. very green country. In Spain, we don't have too many trees. But in Germany, it's full of forests.
Right.
The modern nature there is so impressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that in help also.
Yeah.
To connect with the universe or the big force, let's go say it. So, and in fact, in Germany, because the weather is very cold, so you be inside the house pretty much all the time. In that moment I start to, because my sickness, because my cancer, and I try to understand what happened. I get to the Deepa Chopra, which is a doctor. He told about the metaphysics also,
mm-hmm. right.
and that was my start. Yes.
Okay. So.
So and then I start to digging for information. And I also have one experience. I always say that person, it was very important in my life. Because when I moved to Germany, for as you can realize, I make a big change in my life, a very, very big switch. And it was a person in my job. I was working night shifts because for my children it was more convenient for me to do the night shift. one person appear in my job one night, and he started to tell me about the suit. And it was funny because even if I looking for information, I was more in the left side, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
More left side person than right side. I think more than feel, pretty much.
Yeah.
And that person, when he started to talk about the soul, it was funny because at one point of the conversation, I say, "What is the soul good for it?" I mean, you can tell how dense, let's go say it that way, or how 3D I was. I was very on the earth, let's go say it, right? Because in my mind, I have to be very, very practical.
Right.
I am very practical person. And so for me, the religion is maybe something is not that much practical at that moment, let's go say it.
Yeah.
Right? At that moment. After that, everything changed. But when this person talk about the soul, I don't understand very well what it was good for it. Because I don't know nothing about metaphysics. So let's go say, who care about the soul, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is funny because now pretty much the soul is what the most important thing for me.
Right, yeah, you talk to the soul daily now. And
exactly. It's, for me, it's so funny because it's the paradox of the life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't believe in one thing, but something happened and you have to. You do have to believe because it's real.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and I call that person my angel because that person... every once in a while, appear in my job and start to tell me about the soul and tell me about the people and tell me about myself. You know, one of those persons, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know where they come from. And you, in one point in my life, he disappeared.
Yeah.
And I never know more about him. But he make a really big change in me also.
Oh, that's definitely a guide.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a guide.
Yes, yes. I love him so much because that person, that man, he was so sweet. He has so much passion with me because I make really hard questions, you know.
You made it tough on him, huh?
Yes. Why this and why that and what for this and what for that and yes, yes. And he was so sweet. He almost, since the day one, he called me sister. And for me, that was a shocking thing because when in the little place I born in Spain, that place is so little, so little. I think it's 500 people living there. And everyone call each other brother or sister. I remember my grandma who asked me, go to the brother Pepe to have something. And we all of the people call them brothers and sisters, right? Even if they are not family, it's just away from
right.
The little town. Yeah, and when that man show up in my job, and call me sister, a man who I don't know nothing about him. For me, it was a little shock. It's like, ooh. That reminds me my ancestors, where I come from, right?
Yeah.
It was really, really sweet. My guide, as you say, it was really, really sweet.
And a guide would know that.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. So, and the end of the story pretty much is that day I was searching in the internet and I found your mother, which is looks exactly like my grandma. Did you see a picture? You just see a picture of my grandma, and you see your mother picture. It's, they look just the same one.
How funny!
Just the same one.
How fun! No wonder that was the message then.
Exactly. So pretty much, I know it was her. I connect everything. It was like an impulse because I went to Dolores Cannon webpage, and I see it was a class. I found it was a class. 2 weeks later.
Of course.
2 weeks later in Farringdon.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to buy my tickets, do my reservations for the hotel, contact everything. 2 weeks later, I was in Farringdon with you and your mother to take in the class. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, there you go. And then how was it? How was the class then for you?
Oh, it was well. You know, that class, it was like 90 something people, remember, Julia?
Oh, that
was
a
huge.
Yeah, that was our largest class there, wasn't it?
Yes.
I think that was.
It was so sweet because, okay. In 2 weeks, I found your mother, and I see myself in England, my first time by myself, right?
Uh-huh.
And the class I seen, the class started on Monday, so I arrived to England Sunday afternoon. And it was funny because in Farringdon, because the level 2 class, it was before the level 1. All the reservation for the hotel, it was full. It was full, booked, all of them. So
yeah.
My first night on Sunday, I had to do it in another city close to Farringdon, like 40 kilometers, like 20 miles away from Farringdon. And I just make a reservation for 1 day over there and for better breakfast, which is very typical in England. And the lady in the morning, when she was making ready my breakfast, it was 2 houses kept together and was like a little hotel, right? And that lady was making the breakfast, and she started to ask me, "Oh, what take you to England?" And say, "Oh, I come in for a class." And she said, "Oh, really? What kind of class?" And I said, "I said hypnotherapy class." It's like, for real? I was a hypnotherapist for 25 years because in England, everyone has a regression.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so many that it's not a way of living anymore. So I decided to give it up, the hypnotherapy, and do this business. And for me, that was shocking because in Spain, when you say the word hypnosis,
mm-hmm.
the people are afraid.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how it's so different in different countries?
Yes. Yes. It's so funny because for me, how many possibilities you can find to find someone who do hypnotherapy in your everyday life, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
For me, that was a sign also because that lady told me about hypnosis as a something so normal, right?
Mm.
It made
right.
me feel good. It made me feel so good the day before I go to the class. Because when I see when I see myself in England, it's like, oh, what am I doing here? You know, something happened to me because how can I get here, right?
Right.
Right. So
what am I doing here?
Exactly. It's like, okay, maybe I do something weird, right?
Right.
And that lady was there in my path, used to let me know, yes, you are okay, go for it, you know? And I went into the class with all these beautiful souls over there.
Mm-hmm.
It was unbelievable. I think I am 47 years old. and I have a lot of experiences. But I think that one is one of the most beautiful experiences, my love, that class.
Okay. Now,
yeah,
and that was, how many days was that class?
5 days.
5 days, fantastic. So that was one where you got to do practicing then on the fourth day. Okay, so that was good.
I listen, because that also was funny, okay?
Okay.
Because I was a little afraid to do my training in English, because, you know, I wasn't feel maybe I doing okay,
mm-hmm.
or maybe I don't get the message, or I was a little afraid about the language, the issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the universe, them, the
yes.
universe, has so care about us. This is the way I look at now.
Okay.
And they decide to have, you know, the training day, it was 3 people, remember? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. we are, guess what? We are 3 Spanish people in that class.
It's always perfect.
Yes. Obviously, we do the practice in Spanish, the 3 of us, because we feel so much comfortable, right?
Mm-hmm.
So much free to express ourselves, right? And the practice, it was beautiful. So beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That is, when I see my friends, now they are my friends, of course.
Mm-hmm. Family.
family. You're right, family.
Mm-hmm.
Open the heart, and not only the heart. When the SC told from them, it was so impressed. I just want to do quantum healing.
Mm-hmm.
With all my heart, with all my mind, with all my passion. And that's what I'm doing.
Well, I should say. I mean, I know. I can't believe you hit the ground running. My gosh.
Yeah, because I've seen, let's go. It's very important to say, I never read nothing about Dolores. I don't have any information. I just have the picture of the Grandma Dolores and my knowledge that I need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And when I was there, I get so much feelings, not only from your mother, Dolores, not only from you. I get so impressed when you say, when you start the class, when you do your presentation, I remember, because I've got to my heart, I remember you say, this doesn't come from your mind, it comes from your heart.
Right. Yes.
It didn't take me there. And this is where what I'm doing. I just bring my heart in this therapy. Yeah.
And that's what I love about you, Maria. You are all heart. You are so heart.
Thank you, Julia.
Yeah. You have such a beautiful heart.
Thank you.
I have no doubt. That's why this is exploding for you. That's why you hit the ground running, and it's just been going gangbusters for you. Because people can know, they can see that. They can feel that open heart. So
thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what they mean by this works from the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what.
Can't get any more clearer than
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
it's just my experience. It's the way I live in. It's the way for me works. It's my goal.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
In that session, my heart was open.
Mm-hmm.
And I see my family, huge HT friends, open the heart. And my goal is everyone who is in my who come to my path can have my experience.
Mm-hmm.
This is my goal. Because when you feel what I feel in my sessions, you want to share. You want the rest of the people have that experience.
Right.
And change the life. Not only the way my life changed, because all my life changed.
Yeah, well, yeah, it has to. When you yes. go through this, you go through transformation.
Exactly, exactly, that is the word, transformation. But mm-hmm. I see already people who are life transformed with mm-hmm. just one session. Yeah. And it's a for me always it's an honor to do this job.
Yeah.
I honor your mother, Dolores, and I honor what she teach me.
Yeah.
And what and the results
mm-hmm.
of what she teach us or pass us all this knowledge. It's not only the knowledge from the technique, it's the knowledge of be and do whatever you want to be and do. Because we mean to, right? We are here for that.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you pass it on. You pass it on every time. You can feel it.
Yeah.
It's coming through here. I know everybody out there can feel it from you. See? Yeah, that's what I mean by you're exuding it. So every client you have and everybody who's not a client, everybody you're around gets that from you.
You're overflowing, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you're beautiful. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up in Barcelona. We've got the level 2 and that we're going to do. And let's first talk. I mean, we've got the online class is translated into Spanish. So that was huge. That's been out for a little while now, a couple months, 3 months, mm-hmm. something like that. And we've had that cranking because that's what we've been doing. And you've been so wonderful in helping us get promoted and get it out there. And that's why we got the level 2 over there to help us, you know, get that going. And come on, people, let's just so we can help more people help more people. That's what this is all about, you know, because that's what this is. It's so many more people can have the experience that you had, and it's helping. And then right after we do the class, we're going to do
conference.
Yes, yeah, conference workshop kind of thing, right? So, do you want to talk more about that?
Yes. Well, I asked you to do a conference because the first time you was in June when you was here in Spain, you was only in Madrid. And in Spain, we have two main cities, Madrid and Barcelona, which are, you know, like New York and Los Angeles, let's say in a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of a little missing the information in Barcelona. And I guess Barcelona is a big, huge city also. And it was important for you to be there, I guess. I think so. So that's why we decided to do the level 2 class in Barcelona and also a conference, because so much people ask me when you're going to be there. So we decide, I do, and a friend who is another practitioner. She's living in Berlin, but she's from Colombia. She mm-hmm. helped me out when I was in Colombia in May. I was doing sessions in Colombia. She helped me out there, and now she's taking the class, the level 1, and she helped me out also to set the level 2 in Barcelona. So the name is Valerie Rojas. And we decide to have you that conference. And after the conference, we're going to do a workshop, a past life regression groupal.
Yeah, the group regression workshop.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. Those are always lots of fun. That way everybody can experience what it feels like.
Uh-huh. Yes, I usually do those kind of workshops. And when I go to the Latin America countries, I try to do at least one or two little workshops about, you know, practice. I very practice. I already told you. And I like to do the groupal regressions because the people can feel, can know, can experience. They change the dimension, let's go say it that way, right?
Absolutely. Because a lot of times, they're not sure, especially if the overall thought process of hypnosis in Spain is fear, then they need to see, you know, they can experience it in a non-threatening format.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be great. So kind of how long will this day be then for all of this?
Okay, for your workshop conference, it will be from 10 to 14 hours to 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the workshop, you know, the group regression, it will be from 5 to 8 in the afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that'll be good.
Yes. And I love these workshops, the group regression, because when we finish, the people share, right, the experience. And I think it's very,
Okay, now I'm sorry. Yeah, they share. They get to share their experiences, and that's always lots of fun.
Yes, it's really, really fun,
Now, do you have that posted on a website or anything, about the conference?
Yes, I do have it in my face. I have a Facebook,
Okay. Let's go ahead and tell people how they can find information about that and as well as about how to contact you and how to, you know, if they want to.
Okay, my webpage is qhht.jinto.com. And my Facebook webpage is Nefer, N-E-F-E-N. M-A-A-T, Nefermat. This is my Facebook. So you can get all this information in that webpage. And my email is qhht.hypnosis. Quantica. Let's go say it's in Spanish. Maybe I don't know how to spell it, the whole thing. I will try because spelling Finnish wasn't my good.
We could also have them. Maybe they could contact Shonda here.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If anybody has any questions, contact Shonda here. Yeah. Shonda.
Yeah,
at DoloresCannon.com.
Info at DoloresCannon.com.
Okay, how about, okay, info at DoloresCannon.com, and she will get you all of Maria's information and can get you, link you over to it.
Yeah, but
then
my webpage is qhht.jinto.com. You always find all my information, actually.
Yeah, if we can put links on our things over there to those. Yeah, we'll get links on our sites over there to that. Make sure we have in our Facebook, our QHHT and everything to that. And on my Soul Speak and stuff. We'll get all that to there.
Wonderful.
I know we have all the little two information on there, but for that conference, we want to make sure we have that.
Oh, yeah.
So Mm-hmm. So, super. Okay. And then, okay, so we have a few minutes left. Yeah, so, okay, in these last few minutes, let's talk about some some of your sessions that you've been having. Right. You know, just any interesting, you know, things that you've been having going on. Interesting stories you'd like to talk about, just, you know, without identifying anybody.
Yes. Julia, you don't gonna believe it, this one. Okay.
Oh, okay.
maybe you do. But I do processing now this what happened last week, okay?
Okay, super.
Very in shock. Okay, I was doing a session last Saturday. Mm-hmm. It was coming a lady from a city 2 hours from for where I was. Mm-hmm. And that lady was a very left brain too. It took me a long time just to do the interview and all this process. Mm-hmm. And when she was under, she was in a life, and we developed, you know, we get information. I passed her in different moments in the life. At one point of the session, she opened the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
When she opened the eyes, she looked at me with a little, you know, strange, a little, like she was surprised, right? And yeah. She told me, she opened the eyes, it's like, you don't look like you. And I was like, I was a little, you know, it's like, why? I was thinking, why you open the eyes? For myself, right?
Yeah,
this is not normal. Don't open the eyes. Okay, so the lady, she just say, oh, you look weird. You don't look like you. And I say, please, can you close the eyes?
Uh-huh.
So she closed the eyes. She closed the eyes, and then after, I finished the session with the SC, and she has all the questions done. Okay. When I bring her up, it's like, what? She told me, it was weird because I opened the eyes and I don't see you. I see a round face, but they don't look like you. And you know, sometimes weird things happen, and we just deal with. Sometimes we find explanation, sometimes we don't find explanation, right?
Right.
The day later, she called me. She sent me a message. It's like, I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you. I have something to tell to you. And I say, okay. I call her back. It's like, I remember now who I see when I open the eyes. And I was like, really? Yeah, it was a white face and with a lot of light. And now I know who I see. And guess who she says she saw?
Who?
Dolores.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yes, Julia. She told me.
Yeah. Go ahead.
She told me she saw Dolores when she looked at me.
Oh.
That is very, very, I don't have adjectives for this. It's a big, huge thing for me.
Sure.
Very big one. Very big one. Yeah.
Wow.
Things happen.
Very cool. I know. Very, very cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I have a quantum healing practitioner. I am very, very close to him. For me, it's my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I just tell her, everybody knows because I told you,
uh-huh.
But the first thing I was like, hey, this thing happened to me. What do you think about? Because, you know, the ego could be very high in this
mm-hmm.
sometimes. I'm very careful with these things because sometimes we get too much in the ego stuff, right?
Yeah.
And she, the explanation she gave it to me is like, oh, well, since you work too much with Julia, and Julia always carry mom with her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe. And because I start to help you with the Barcelona level two, and maybe it was like a gift or something.
Do you call mom in to help you in your sessions?
Not all of them, but sometimes yes, I do.
And you said that one was a hard one, right? You said you had a lot. Had to work on her a lot. So
exactly.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, you may have asked for help and not even realized it, but you probably did ask for help. And she probably is all around you all the time anyway. But yeah. Do not be surprised. So, yeah.
I never thought this could be possible. Never, ever, you know?
Yeah, no, she's...
For me, it's a magic gift.
Oh, I would just say thank you. And just know that she's always there with you. Mm. Yeah, just accept it. Accept that she's there. John's giving us the high sign that we're coming down to our time, and that has moved very, very quickly. And so, Maria, I want to thank you so very much for being on the show with us tonight. And thank you, everybody. I want you to know that it is very, very late where Maria is. She gave up. She's in the wee, wee hours of the morning. She is in Spain. And so thank you so much for staying up and being with us.
Thanks to you, Julia. And I want to say thank you to Grandma Dolores. Yes.
Oh,
thank you, Grandma Dolores.
So everyone else, absolutely out there. So thank you for being with us, and we'll be back again next week. And thank you, Shonda.
You're welcome.
All right. And so till next week, we love you and make it wonderful. We'll see you then. We love you all.